Today's shiur in the Daf Yomi is Gemara in Pesach and Daf Samach Tes. We're beginning about 15 lines down from the top with the two dots, where we quote the Mishnah. The Mishnah had a machlokas between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer said that since you're allowed to do the Shechita on Erev Pesach, Shecholios Bishabbos, which is an Issa Daraisa, and nevertheless you're allowed to do the Shechita on Erev Pesach, Shecholios Erev Shabbos, because that's when you're obligated to do the bringing of the Korban Pesach, so certainly even a din derabanan, such as the Hazah, should be allowed to be done on Erev Pesach, Shecholios B'Shabbos. If a person is in the seventh day of Tumas Meis, so he can have the Hazah done on Erev Pesach, Shecholios B'Shabbos, so he'll be able to eat the Korban Pesach that night. That was Rabbi Eliezer's Shita. And Rabbi Akiva responded to him, and that's where we quote the Mishnah, Heishiv Rabbi Akiva V'yomar Hazah Tochiach V'chulei. Rabbi Akiva responded by saying, no, Rabbi, if in fact your suggestion is correct, so then let's learn it the exact opposite way. Say, just like you're not allowed to go do the Hazah in Erev Pesach, Shecholios B'Shabbos, which is only an Issa D'Rabbanan, certainly then you shouldn't be allowed to do the Shechita, which is an Issa D'Araisa. Now, Rabbi Eliezer was very unhappy with that response of Rabbi Akiva. And he said, the din is, of course, that you are allowed to. A basic pasuk in Torah, you say you don't understand, you don't know. Rabbi Eliezer tells Rabbi Akiva, I'm very upset with you that you didn't know this basic pasuk that tells us that, of course, the Torah requires you to do the Korban Pesach when it's Erev Pesach, Shecholios B'Shabbos. So that's what we pick up in the Gemara with a Braisa. Tanya, Amar Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer says to Rabbi Akiva, Akiva, he was a Talmud, he called him by his first name, Akiva, Bishchita Heishavtani, since you responded to me in such an irreverent manner, as Rashi points out in the Dibur HaMaskil, Bishchita Heshivtani, Dovar Schok V'Gichok Sha'amris, that which you said, which was a ridiculous, light, silly comment that you said to me, that you don't do Shechita on Shabbos, Erev Pesach, Shecholios B'Shabbos, that doesn't make any sense, that you're telling me that if you can't do Hazah, then you can't do the Shechita. And therefore, since you said to me in this way, you obviously were trying to make fun of me. And you should have known what you're coming to do is bas lach or is mashakosubo b'moado. The whole drasha that we have b'moado, we learned that from the Korban Tumah to the Korban Pesach through the Gzeir Shava of b'moado v'yodeya yisa shein zekav chomer. And you yourself should have known that this isn't a real kav chomer. And therefore, he said b'shchita teimi soso. Since you gave me a hard time over here with shchita, so that you shall die with shchita as well. Now, this was what we would call a shkaga hayotze mipi ha-shalit. This is like a decree that came out by accident from the mouth of the ruler, from a great person like Rabbi Eliezer. So Nebuch, this takes effect. And we all, of course, know the ultimate death that Rabbi Akiva, one of the Asara Hurugimach, suffered a very, very painful and horrible death at the hands of the Romans. But Rabbi Eliezer, so to say, cursed him inadvertently, but he cursed him because of this taking affront at what he thought Rabbi Akiva was telling him. But Amalot, Rabbi Akiva responds to his Rebbe and says, no, Rebbe, al tach pireni b'shasadin. Rebbe, don't be kofar, so to say. Don't now say that you never said what I'm telling you. As Rashi points out over here, al tekaper v'meshalim adetani. You yourself, Rebbe, were the one that taught me this din. I only said it in this way, in this kavachomer, which I know is not a good kavachomer, to remind the Rebbe of the din. As Rashi continues to say, that you taught me this din of Hazor. So, even though it's only a din de Rabbanon, ain't no doche. You yourself were the one that taught me that it's not doche Shabbos. And therefore, v'lokach danti kavachomer. I said this incorrect kavachomer to remind the Rebbe. I only said it in front of you that it should be that it's not a good kavachomer, I only did this to remind the Rebbe of what the Rebbe had taught me. That you want to go and learn how shchita from Hazah. You yourself were the one that taught me that the Hazahs are not Docha Shabbos. And I said this incorrect kavachomer to try to remind the Rebbe. As the Gemara continues, Rabbi Akiva says, "Kachma kublani mimcha." You were the one Rebbe that taught me Hazah shvusi. This Hazah, which is a shvus, is only a din de rabbanon. We'll see in a moment what exactly is a din de rabbanon. Then the docha Shabbos, and it's not able to be docha Shabbos. So therefore, Rebbe, you can't say that the Hazah is in fact docha Shabbos. You were the one that taught us that it's not docha Shabbos. Gemara says, "V'chi me'achar du agmere." If Rabbi Eliezer is in fact the one who taught Rabbi Akiva this din, that Hazars are not Docheh Shabbos, my time of Kohadebe. How come Rabbi Eliezer seems to have retracted that din? If he originally taught it, why is he now retracting this din and essentially saying that Hazar is not Docheh Shabbos? So we'll have two Teirutzim. The first one is from Ula. Amar Ula, Ula says that this was incorrect the way that we're saying it. Rabbi Eliezer, he admirate, when Rabbi Eliezer taught the din of Hazar, he wasn't saying it in regards to Korban Pesach. He was teaching it, ki admirate, Hazar de Truma admirate. He had taught it in regards to the din of Truma. Now, there's a mitzvah to eat Truma, but a person has to be tar to eat Truma. And he said in this situation, when it would be on Shabbos and you want to eat Truma, so while it's a mitzvah to eat the Truma for the Kohen, you're not allowed to go do the Hazar on the seventh day to go and allow you to eat the Truma. The Truma Gufa lo doch your Shabbos. That the act of eating Truma, that isn't going to be allowing you to do the Hazar to be doch your Shabbos. The Truma Gufa lo doch your Shabbos. If you want to do Hafrashas Truma on Shabbos, you can't do that. It's a mitzvah to go and eat Truma, but you're not allowed to do Hafrashas Truma. It's not doch your Shabbos. And therefore, Rabbi Akiva Nami, when he responded to Rabbi Eliezer, ki osve, when he brought the challenge to Rabbi Eliezer, it was only in regards to Hazar de Truma Osvei. He said, Rabbi, Shehi Mitzvah, it's a mitzvah to eat Truma, v'hi mishum shvus, and it's only a shvus in regards to not doing the Hazar. And nevertheless, the Rabbi taught us that you don't do this over here, even though it's going to prevent you from doing a mitzvah. V'hu savar, and therefore Rabbi Eliezer mistakenly thought that Rabbi Akiva was challenging him from the din of Hazar for the Korban Pesach, Busava Hazar de Pesach Komosiv Lei. And that's why Rabbi Eliezer said, Rabbi Akiva, what are you doing over here? You're uprooting a din of doing Shechita in the Torah. When in fact, Rabbi Akiva was telling him that you had taught us that the Hazar in regards to Truma wasn't allowed, and therefore the Hazar in regards to the Korban Pesach shouldn't be allowed as well. But Rabbi Eliezer responded to him, no, the Hazar in regards to the Korban Pesach is allowed. So that's how Ula wanted to answer up that Rabbi Eliezer didn't retract his din. He'd said two different dinim. One was in regards to Truma, where the Hazar is not allowed. But in regards to the Korban Pesach, the Hazar is allowed. Rabbah doesn't like this teretz, however, that Ula gives. Masiv Rabbah. Rabbah says that's not good because of the following brisa seems to go against it. Because here in the following brisa, it says beferish that they're talking about the Hazar for the Korban Pesach. Because this brisa expands further on the discussion between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Eliezer, and it says, Heishe Rabbi Akiva Yomar Hazar's Tomei Meis Tochiach. Rabbi Akiva, in fact, told Rabbi Eliezer that the Hazar of a Tomei Meis on the seventh day will, in fact, prove to us that this din. And this is Shechol Shvi Shelo Lios B'Shabbos. If the seventh day is on Shabbos, and you have to do the Hazar, U'be'eret Pesach, and it's Eret Pesach Shechol Lios B'Shabbos. So that night, if they don't do the Hazar, he won't be able to eat the Korban Pesach. Shehi Mitzvah. Now there's definitely a mitzvah in eating the Korban Pesach at the right time. And nevertheless, this Shvus of the Hazar, V'hi Mishum Shvus, the Eino Doches HaShabbos. And indeed, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Akiva tells his Rabbi, this is what you taught us, that even though this will prevent you from eating the Korban Pesach that night, if Erev Pesach Chol Yom B'Shabbos, and you're in the seventh day of Tumah, you don't do the Hazar, even though it's only a Shavuos, the Eino Doches HaShabbos. And therefore, what do you see from this Brisa? Rabbi tells Ula, Elavadai Hazar de Pesach Agamre. In fact, Rabbi Eliezer had taught Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva reminded Rabbi Eliezer that the din was that you taught us that the Hazar is not Docha Shabbos, and in fact, you're not allowed to do it. So how can you, Rabbi Eliezer, now say that you are allowed to do this? So we're back to the original question. So, V'chli B'achar D'Agmere, my time of Koparach Le Rabbi Eliezer. If, in fact, Rabbi Eliezer had taught Rabbi Akiva this, why is he retracting it? Why is he now making a pirch on it? Why is he now schlugging it up? So the Gemara says, the Itaka made a mistake. Rabbi Eliezer, Gomre, in a sakale. Rabbi Eliezer, in fact, taught Rabbi Akiva this din, that the Hazar is not Docheh Shabbos, even though it's going to prevent you from having the Korban Pesach that night, and he forgot it. Isakale, it was uprooted. He didn't remember it. And that's why Rabbi Akiva, when he heard Rabbi Eliezer saying this, he tried to remind Rabbi Eliezer, but also Rabbi Akiva, liad kure gemare. And he wanted to remind him, and that's why he made up this kal v'chomer, which obviously was incorrect, but he was hoping that by saying it in this offhanded way, that he would remind Rabbi Eliezer of the din, and Rabbi Eliezer would say, oh, Taki, you're right, Rabbi Akiva, you aren't allowed to do the Hazar on Erev Pesach. And okay, granted, your Kal v'chomer wasn't intended to be a real Kal v'chomer, but you did remind me of the din. No, why didn't Rabbi Akiva just tell him outright, Rabbi, didn't you teach us this? The name of Lebe Hedja. Why did Rabbi Akiva do this in this roundabout way that Nebuch caused him to get this inadvertent curse, B'shchita, Tehei Misoso, from Rabbi Eliezer? He should have said, Rebbe, you taught us that the din is that you're not allowed to do the Hazah on Erev Pesach Chol Yos B'Shabbos. It's not Docha Shabbos. Why didn't you just come right out and say it? The name of Le Behedja. So the Gemara says, Sovar Lav Orach Ara, because it's inappropriate for a Talmud to go and contradict the Rebbe. If the Rebbe makes a mistake, the Gemara elsewhere tells us that a Talmud is allowed to correct his Rebbe, but has to do it in a very careful and very tzniyistic way. He should say, didn't the Rebbe teach us? Or the Rebbe once taught us in some sort of a fashion that doesn't go and say, Rebbe, you're wrong. And as Rabbeinu Chananel puts down over here, he says, Lefi she'ein derech Talmud Chochem lomar l'rabo shachachtu ma'ashul ma'atoni. It's inappropriate for a Talmud to go and tell the Rebbe, right out, Rebbe, you forgot something. So therefore, Rabbi Kiva had to dance very carefully over here, and unfortunately, Rabbi Eliezer didn't realize what Rabbi Kiva was doing, and he said, B'shlito tehei miso so. Very, very difficult to understand Gemara, how Rabbi Eliezer said this. In any event, Gemara says, V'azor, my time lo doch Shabbos. Now that we see that Rabbi Eliezer also agrees to this din that Rabbi Kiva brought down, why don't we, in fact, say that the Hazor is Docha Shabbos? After all, you're not going to be able to bring the Korban Pesach. You're not going to be able to eat the Korban Pesach because the person will be Tame. So just do the Hazor. What exactly is the Isser of the Hazor that we don't allow to be Docha Shabbos? Michtei. Let's look at what this Isser is. It's Tiltu B'Almahu. It's just touching, moving the Mayim of the Paraduma, the waters of the Paraduma. Tidchei Shabbos Mishum Pesach. Why don't we, in fact, say that the halacha of requirement to bring the Korban Pesach should be docha the Shvus Rabbanan? Rashi on the Mishnah had said, Mechze Kimisakin Gavra. The whole problem over here is really a total din derabanan, that Misakin Mana, that it looks like you're fixing the person. The person goes from being Tamei to the person being Kosher, to being Tahar. So therefore, it's really not a real malacha. He says that in the Mishnah that it's not a real malacha. So therefore, why are we concerned over here so much so that if you do the Hazor, it could lead to a real malacha? It can't really lead to a real malacha. So what was the reasoning that Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva taught that you're not allowed to do the Hazor on Erev Pesach, Chol Yos B'Shabbos, Tidche Shabbos Mishum Pesach? In fact, it should be allowed to be done in order to be able to eat the Korban Pesach B'Tara. So I'm a rabbi. Rabbi explains it's a gzeira. What's a gzeira? Shemo yitlena. You may come to carry the mayim of the paraduma, the yavirena arba amos b'shusarabim, and by accident you didn't do this at the raisa. So it's not just the problem of masaki mana that there's no malach involved. This is a famous gezerah that we have. Rabbi says throughout Shas, Shema Yavirin Arba Amos B'Shusarabim. There are many things that we don't allow you to do because you may come to carry it. Dalet Amos B'Shusarabim. We don't let you blow shofar on Shabbos. Shofar is a mitzvah when it's Rosh Hashanah and it comes out on Shabbos. The rabbi said, Shevi Al Tase, because maybe people are going to carry the shofar to the Rebbe and ask the Rebbe to teach him how to blow it. So therefore, Shema Yavirin Dalet Amos B'Shusarabim. We don't carry the Lulav and Esrog because you may come to go and carry it on Shabbos. Shema Yavirin Dalet Amos B'Shusarabim. We have many examples of this, and therefore, it was said over here as well that you may come to carry the Paraduma waters and you'll be carrying them in Rishus HaRabim and be over in Issa Deraisa. That's why we don't allow you to do the Hazor, Erev Pesach Chol Yos B'Shabbos, even though you won't be able to eat the Korban Pesach that night. Mara says, but wait a second, Rabbi Lezer, the famous Rabbi Lezer de Mila, Rabbi Lezer holds that Machshire Mitzvah are, in fact, Docha Shabbos. So Rabbi Lezer, Niavre, Dohama Rabbi Lezer, Machshire Mitzvah, Docha Nesah Shabbos. We've learned many times that Rabbi Lezer holds that, in fact, the Machshire Mitzvah are Docha Shabbos. So therefore, why doesn't he say that over here as well, that the Machshire Mitzvah, the need to be doing the Hazos on the person to allow him to bring the Korban Pesach that night, that's a Helsha Mitzvah. And in fact, should be Docha Shabbos. We shouldn't make a Shavuos. So the Gemara says, Amre, Hani Mili Hecha De Gavra Gufei Chazi. We only say that Rabbi Lezer holds that Machshir Mitzvah Docha Nesah Shabbos if the person is technically able to be doing the mitzvah. The Rami Chiyuv Alei, and he's obligated in doing the mitzvah. So then, the Machshir Mitzvah Docha Nesah Shabbos. But in this situation here, Avol Hocha, Lo Rami Chiyuvei Alei, this person is Tomei, and a Tomei person is Potter from bringing the Korban Pesach. So in this situation, it's not called the Machshire Mitzvah yet. because the person's not obligated during the Korban Pesach. He's Tameh. So that's why even Rabbi Eliezer holds that the Hazor is not Doche Shabbos, because it's not yet a Machshir HaMitzvah in this situation, because the person right now is Tameh and is Potter from bringing the Korban Pesach. So based upon this, Amar Rabba, Rabba says, according to the way we now understand Rabbi Eliezer, that it's not yet obligated in the person to bring the Korban Pesach, and therefore it's not a Machshir HaMitzvah to do the Hazor. That would seem to imply the Divrei Rabbi Eliezer, according to this understanding of Rabbi Eliezer. So if you have a bris milah on Shabbos, so we're allowed to do a bris milah on Shabbos. So katan, who's bari, a healthy 8-day-old child, who's having his bris milah on Shabbos, so for such a child, mechamin luchamin, you'd be allowed to heat up water for him on Shabbos. We pass it, of course, it's efshal lasos mi ba'od yom. You can do it before Shabbos. So we say you should heat up the water before Shabbos. But according to Rabbi Eliezer, this is machshir mitzvah because the baby is roy, he's healthy, and he could have the bris milah. So according to Rabbi Eliezer, you'd be allowed to heat up the water on Shabbos, but only for a healthy baby. Katan bari mechamel Shabbos, because this child is obligated in the midst of bris milah because he's a healthy baby. Lavroso ulamulo b'Shabbos, so you can go heat up the water for him in order to make him even healthier and do the bris milah on Shabbos. But that implies only because he's a healthy baby. Doha chazile, because you could do the bris milah on the child, implying katan chole. But nebuch, if it was a sick child who right now is too sick to do the bris milah on Shabbos, but only if you heated up the water for him would you be able to do the bris milah somehow. So einachan lochamim, you wouldn't be allowed to go and heat up the water for him lavroso to make him healthy ulamulo, and then to do the bris milah, because at this point in time doha lo chazile. Right now he's sick. So this would be like the person who's Tameh. Just like the person who's Tameh isn't obligated in Korban Pesach, and therefore you can't do the Azor, so too this child that's sick, is not obligated in Bris Milah, so he can't heat up the water, which would make him healthy enough to do the Bris Milah. Is that really, Rabba, what Rabbi Eliezer's opinion is? So that's what Rabba wants to suggest. But Rabba says no. Amar Rabba, Rabba says no. Every child needs this heating up the water. Again, we don't understand what heating up the water does for the baby, but in those days, in the times of the Gemara, they felt it was very important to have hot water in order to be able to wash the baby and keep the baby healthy. So Amar Rava, Rava says, no. The barihu lomalei chamalabro. So he says, if the child is so healthy, then why do you need the hot water? So obviously, the hot water is needed no matter what, whether the child is bari or whether the child is a chola. And therefore, everybody needs the hot water, or else you can't do the bris milah. So Rava says, according to Rabbi Eliezer, El Amar Rava, Hako Cholin Hein Eitzo Mila. Every child, even a bari, even a healthy child, is considered sickly in regard to the bris milah, unless you have the hot water. And therefore, Echad Katan Bari, V'Echad Katan Chola, Ein Mechana Lochamin Lavroso Lemulo B'Shabes, Daha Lochazi. Rava is therefore telling us that, in fact, if you carry Rabbi Eliezer's din to its full extension, so just like by a person who's Tameh, they're not yet obligated in the midst of Korban Pesach, and therefore you can't do the Hazor on Shabbos for him, so too, any child who has a bris milah on Shabbos, if you didn't heat up the water before Shabbos, so then you wouldn't be allowed to heat up the water for the child on Shabbos, because the child is not yet obligated in bris milah, because even a healthy child without this hot water would be too sick to have the bris milah. And therefore, echad katan, echad chola, if the katan is bari, the echad katan chola, you wouldn't be allowed to heat up the hot water for the child on Shabbos. It's not considered a machshir mitzvah that's dochen as a Shabbos, because the child is not obligated to holo chazi at the present time. That's Rava taking Rabbi Eliezer to its logical conclusion. Now the Gemara asks, Eisri Abaye, Abaye asks the following. The Brisa says, Orel shalom mol onish koris. Rachman al-Aslan, if a person is an Orel, he doesn't have a bris milah, and he could have a bris milah, there's no medical reason why he can't have a bris milah, and he doesn't do a bris milah, and now Pesach comes, so such a person who doesn't bring a Korban Pesach when he could, even though he's an Orel, so he should have mild himself, and therefore he has an onish of Koris for not miling himself and doing the bris milah. Divrei Rabbi Eliezer. This is the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer. But the Gemara asks, how come, based upon what we just said, Rava said that if a person is not mechuyev in something, so then you're not allowed to do the machshir mitzvah to go and permit that person to have the bris milah on Shabbos, for example, the child to have the bris milah on Shabbos, you can't heat up the water if you don't have hot water, you can't do the Korban Pesach, you can't do the Hadzos, he knows machshir mitzvah, because the person is not yet mechuyev, because he's tameh in the mitzvah of bris milah. So too, Rabbi Eliezer, how come over here, in this situation, where this person is an Arel, so Hocha de Gavra Gufe Lochazi. Since an Arel is also to eat the carbon Pesach, he's actually potter for bringing a carbon Pesach as an Arel. He can't eat a carbon Pesach. If he was Nebuch, not able to mal himself because his older brothers had died during a bris milah, so then he would be potter from a carbon Pesach. So in this situation, he's a Gavra de Lochazi. And we learned in the Braisa, Vektani Onish Kares. But it says here that he gets Kares. How come? Alma Rami Chiyuvale. Even though he's an Arel, the chiyuv to go and mal himself is there, and if he doesn't, he is in fact going to be chayiv kares for not bringing the carbon Pesach. So even though he's a gavra de lochazi, nevertheless, we do say that he's chayiv. So there's a kasha on the way Rava and Rabba just explained Rabbi Eliezer. So Amar Rabba, Rabba would respond, and he says, no, kesavar Rabbi Eliezer ain't shochetin v'zorkin al tomi sheretz. Now, this is a complicated proof, and it goes as follows. Rabbi Eliezer holds that if a person is Tomei Tumas Sheretz, or if it's on the seventh day of Tumas Meitz, with that night the person would become Tar, we don't go and throw the Korban Pesach on their behalf. We don't do the Zrika and include this person, even though right now he's Tomei, but he will be Tar at the time of the Korban Pesach, he's not included in the Korban Pesach. And this person will bring a Korban Pesach, not on Pesach Rishon, but he'll bring a Korban Pesach on Pesach Sheni because he still is Tomei right now, even though at night he'll be Tar. We turn to the Amud Beis, Samach Tes Amud Beis, where the reasoning given is as follows. Because whenever you have a situation where if the tzibur was in tumah, they would do it. So then in that situation, the yachid is pushed off till Pesach Sheni. So here, if everybody was tameh, we would in fact go and bring the carbon Pesach bitumah. So therefore, in this situation, where if the entire tzibur, the majority of the tzibur was tameh, we would allow them to bring the Pesach Rishon. In such a situation, when it's only an individual who's tameh, that person doesn't bring it on Pesach Rishon, that person pushes it off to Pesach Sheni. Now, he continues, the whole mill saw the Isa B'tzibur, Isa B'yochid. Likewise, if there is a din that the tzibur must bring it, so then the individual must bring it as well. The whole mill saw the Lesa B'tzibur, but if it's something that the tzibur doesn't do, so then also Lesa B'yochid, then the individual doesn't do it as well. Now, with these two principles that we just said, Kol Shilu B'yochid Nidche B'tzibur Avdi B'tumah, and the whole mill saw the Isa B'tzibur, Isa B'yochid, with these two principles, now we can see and understand Rabba's teretz on the kasha against him from Abaye, who said that the person who's an Arel shouldn't be chayiv kares because he's a gavra de lochazi. So Rabba's teretz, based on these two principles, is as follows. Areilus, when a person is an Arel, what would be the din? The ikulet tzibur areilim ninu, if all of Klai Yisroel was areilim, that's the second principle, v'chol milso di isa b'tzibur isa b'yochid, v'chol milso di leisa b'tzibur leisa b'yochid, if all of Klai Yisroel was areilim. This happened in the Midbar. In the Midbar, only Shevet Levi did a bris milah. The rest of Klai Yisrael was concerned with the damaging winds that were occurring, and they felt that it was doing a bris milah was dangerous. So in a situation where the entire tzibur is Arelim, so Amrina Luhu, we say then to the Klai Yisrael, Kumu Moholu Navshaychu, you have to go do a bris milah, Vavidi the Pischa, and then you can bring Vavidi Pischa, you can go bring a Korban Pesach. But in that situation, Yochid, an individual, we don't say get pushed off to Pesach Sheni. Now, Merinale, we say to him, Kum Mahol Vavid Pischa. Just like for the Tzibur, we'd say, unless there was a medical contraindication, making it halachically not allowed to do the Bris Milah, in that situation, we say to the Tzibur, go do the Bris Milah, don't push it off to Pesach Sheni. So too, the individual can't push it off to Pesach Sheni. We say, Kum Mahol, go and do a Bris Milah, Vavid Pischa. So that's why in the case, the Braisa brings down that the person who doesn't do the Bris Milah is a Michayev Kares. The low mohil for Ovid, if the person doesn't go do the bris milah and he doesn't bring the korban pesach, the braisa says onish kares. However, that's by areilus because the tzibur would have to do a bris milah as well. But by tumah, what would be the halacha if all the tzibur was tameh? Di kule tzibur atimei ninu lo mad inan alayu. If in fact the entire tzibur was tameh, we would not go and sprinkle the paraduma waters on them. They wouldn't have the Azor B'yom HaShvi'i because we would say, Ela Avdei B'tumah. Guess what? If the entire Tzibur is in fact Tomei, B'tzibur Avdei B'tumah, so then the individual, Yochid Nami, is Pater. In this situation, well, we don't let the individual bring it B'tumah, but he gets pushed off to Pesach Sheni because if the Tzibur would have to do it B'tumah, so then he gets pushed off to Pesach Sheni, Yochid Nami Pater, because we say the Tzibur is Pater from having the Madina Lay. You don't go and do the sprinkling, the Azor of the Paraduma on the person. So that's Rabba's teretz over here. That's why there's a distinction between the tzibur being tamei and you don't do the azar. The individual being tamei, he's gavra de lo chazi, as opposed to by an RL, even though he's a gavra de lo chazi right now, but there's an obligation, because the tzibur would have an obligation, so too there's an obligation on the individual to get the bris milah. And if he doesn't do it, be lo moil for Ovid, onish kares. If he doesn't do the bris milah and bring the korban pesach, he'll be chayav kares in that situation, as opposed to tumah. That's Rabba's teretz to Abaye's question. Now the Gemara continues and says, "Amalei Rav Huna b'rei the Rav Yeshua l'Rava. Rav Huna b'rei the Yeshua asked Rava the following kasha: B'hari Pesach Sheni, but in regards to a Pesach Sheni, the lesser b'tzibur v'isa b'yochid. But wait a second. Here we have the whole concept of Pesach Sheni is never brought by a tzibur. The tzibur doesn't have a din of Pesach Sheni. The tzibur either brings the Pesach Rishon b'tumah, or there is no din of Pesach Sheni at all." But an individual does have a din of Pesach Sheni, but based upon the principle you just said, if it's something, the whole milsa, the lesser b'tzibur, lesser b'yochid. So here, there is no concept of Pesach Sheni by a tzibur, so how can there be concept of Pesach Sheni by a yochid? So that's what Rav Huna, Brother Rav Yeshua, asked to Rava. And Amalei, Rava answers, and he says, Shiny Hasam. No, there's a difference in regards to Pesach Sheni. Because, the ha'avad le'tzibur b'rishon, there is this din of Pesach Sheni because the Tzibur did a Pesach Rishon. But you're right, whenever there is no Pesach Rishon, then there is no din of Pesach Sheni. As Rashi says in Dira Masel Omalei, Hosam, hide the Ise B'yochid. The reason why there's a Pesach Sheni by an individual is Mishum the Ovod Tzibur B'rishon, because the Tzibur being a Pesach Rishon. The Lo Ovod Tzibur B'rishon, if in fact the Tzibur didn't bring a Pesach Rishon, for example, Kiron Rov Tzibur Zovin, if the majority of the Tzibur was somehow was Zovin, which is not Doche, the concept of Tumah there, to bring a Pesach Rishon. It's only when you have Tumah, that is, Tumas Meis, that's when you have Tumah Hutra B'tzibur, that the Tzibur would bring the Korban Pesach Rishon. Kigon Rov Tzibur Zovin, we don't do that. The Lo Hutra Tumah Ziva B'tzibur. Then you don't have a Pesach Rishon, and this situation, Ein Osen Lo Esa Rishon V'lo Esa Sheni. So then the Tzibur doesn't make a Pesach Rishon, and they don't make a Pesach Sheni. Matic Mori asks again, Meisvei, Yochol Lo Ye Onish Kores, Elo Shehoya Tor. We might have thought that the only people that would be chayiv kares for not bringing korban pesach is if a person was tor and he didn't bring his korban pesach, or if he was not far away from the Beis HaMikdash, and therefore in that situation he would be chayiv kares. That's what I might have thought. That's what the pasuk says. If somebody is tor and not bederech rechoka, they're chayiv kares. How do we know that if a person is an orel, he's also chayiv kares, or he's tomei sheretz and he doesn't mitar himself, that he's also chayiv karetz, or shar kolatim, or other types of tumah, such as tumas meis, which would be able to be tar that night, and if he doesn't go and be mitar himself, he also be chayiv karetz, minayin, how do we know those? Talmud Lomer, because the pasuk says, v'ho ish. The pasuk is, v'ho ish, asher hu tahor, u'bederech lo haya. The person was tahor, and he wasn't far away, but it says the X word, v'ho ish. And therefore, the X word voish is coming to be marbe, the person who's an RL, a Tomei Sheretz, and shar kol hatmeyim. Now, therefore, here's the question. Midikol mahader a Tomei Sheretz, since it had to go and specify with the extra word voish, Tomei Sheretz, it must be kesavar ain shochatin vizorkin al Tomei Sheretz. It must be that you can't go. Now, he's going to become tar automatically by nightfall. He went to the mikvah, so he's automatically tar by nightfall. And therefore, kesavar ain shochatin vizorkin al Tomei Sheretz. This person, unless he becomes tar, you're not allowed to go and shech the korban pesach on his behalf and do the zrika on his behalf. Because in fact, the e shochtim is zorchan al Tomei Sheretz. If we were to lie to do the shlit and the zrika on the behalf of this person's Tomei Sheretz, lama le la dure alei. So then, why would the pasuk, this brisa, need to teach us the extra word va'ish to come to include this person who's Tomei Sheretz? Hainu tar. Because he's now going to become tar, so he should be allowed to be bringing the korban pesach, and he should be able to go and shacht on his behalf. And therefore, why do we need a separate pasuk, the drasha va'ish? He's included in the person, Va'ish Asher Hutar. If this person is in fact allowed to have the Shritas Pesach done for him, so then he's already included in Tar. So obviously, Midikol Mahader Atomi Sheret, since we need a separate Pasuk Va'ish, so clearly you're not allowed to go and Shech the Korban Pesach on his behalf. Alma, afal gav de lo chazi, chiyuva ale. Now, what do you see from here? He's not considered a tar yet. And yet, we obligate him to go be matar himself. And that's why the ex pasuk, viha ish, comes to tell us that if he's tomei sheretz and he doesn't go be matar himself, he's going to be chayiv kares. Alma, afal gav de lo chazi, chiyuva ale. Afal gav de lesa betzibur. Now, in this situation, the tzibur would bring it betumma. And we can see this all more clearly in the Rashi, Dira Maskul, Midukon Mahader. And we start a few lines into this Rashi, where Rashi tells us, why do we need the extra word, Va'ish, over here? Mimelhu o may be kares, he would be having a chiv of kares, Shaharehu kitar gomur, he is considered like a tar gomur, Sharoi lasos pischov, Ayde Shaliach, L'sholcho b'Azara, he could have somebody go, he doesn't have to stand in the Azara because he's Tomei Sheretz, he can't go into the Azara, but somebody could go and bring his Korban Pesach on his behalf. The Chipata Kra Mikares, when the Pasuk says that you're Pater from Kares, Hanach de lo yuchu lasos Pesach Pater, only those people that are incapable of bringing Korban Pesach, they are Pater. This person, however, can have somebody else go bring his Korban Pesach on his behalf. Elavadai, Ain Shochtin Vizarkin Olov. Nevertheless, we say that such a person brings a Korban Pesach Sheni. He doesn't go bring a Korban Pesach Rishon. Svirulei, it's because Vafilu Hochi Mechayev Le Kares. Nevertheless, he would be Chiev of Kares, Mishum Diyocho Litvo, because he could go and be Tovel, Velisake, and correct himself to eat the Korban Pesach that night. Mishigiz Man Shchita. However, the Afo Gav did Tzibur. For the tzibur, we wouldn't say go and or be tova. We'd let them bring it betuma. To keep the yochid nidche tzibur abdi betuma. This is a situation where the yochid is nidche and the tzibur could bring it betuma. So we have basically schlugged up Rabbah's teretz that we gave, the involved teretz that Rabbah gave. We just schlugged up, and therefore we're back to our original question: why doesn't Rabbi Elazar allow the mitzvah of the eating of the Korban Pesach to be docha the machshira mitzvah of hazah on Erev Pesach Chol Yos B'Shabbos? We come a long way to get back to this question. So Rava says, Elo Amar Rava. Rava says this is the real reason. Kisava Rabbi Eliezer shochtim v'zorchan al tomei sheretz. In fact, Rabbi Eliezer allows you to go and shecht the Korban Pesach and do the zrika on behalf of somebody who's tomei sheretz. And the same thing, Vuadin, the Tommy Mace, Vishvishlo. And technically we allow you to go do this for a Tommy Mace as well, because he's gonna be tar at nightfall. And therefore, he could in fact go and eat the Korban Pesach. However, why don't we let you do the Hazor? Hazor, what's the purpose of doing the Hazor Lamai? Why do you do the Hazor? Not because you can't bring the Korban Pesach on his behalf without the Hazor, it's Liachila. Doing the Hazor allows him to become tar, and now he can eat the Korban Pesach. Eating the Korban Pesach, achilas besochim lo ma'akva. You could still bring the Korban Pesach and not eat from it, and it won't be ma'akev. And that's why Rava says, Rabbi Eliezer holds you're not allowed to do the Hazor, Erev Pesach shechol yos b'Shabbos. Mara says, wait a second. Amalei Ravada Barava l'Rava. Ravada Barava asks Rava, whoa, im kain, if what you're saying is correct, Nimtza Pesach Nishchat Shlo L'Yochlov. Wait a second. We said previously that a Korban Pesach is only shechted as long as a person can eat a kezayis. In such a person, you're allowed to shecht a Korban Pesach. If it's all people like this, so then there are no ochlin, so then you're not allowed to shecht a Korban Pesach. So how are you allowed to shecht a Korban Pesach on behalf of this person who's tomei and not allowed to go and eat the Korban Pesach? How can you tell me, oh, it's not ma'akev? You're not allowed to shecht a Korban Pesach on behalf of Shlo L'Yochlov. So one says, no, there's a difference between a person who's a zokin or a chola and physically can't eat the Korban Pesach and somebody who's tameh and can't eat it because they didn't correct themselves. And that's what Rava responds to Rav Ada Bar Abba. Amalei, Rava says to Rav Ada Bar Abba, Shelo Li'ochlov, when we say Shelo Li'ochlov, you're not allowed to shecht the Korban Pesach on behalf of people that can't eat from it. That's talking about L'chola u'l'zokin, the lochazi. They physically can't eat from it because they can't eat a kezayis. They're too old or they're too sick. In this situation of Ohai, this person, Mechse Chose, he physically can eat the Korban Pesach. No, there's a technical obstacle in his way that he's Tomei. Tikuni hu de lo masake, and he didn't correct himself. So therefore, a Korban Pesach shechted on behalf of such a person actually works. It isn't called Shaloli Ochlov. And therefore, Rava says this is still a good teretz. That was a very complicated sugya. Baruch Hashem, we go on to the next statement that we make from the Mishnah. Klal Amar Rabbi Akiva v'chulei. Rabbi Akiva said a rule that if a malacha could be done before Shabbos, you have to do it before Shabbos. You can't wait to do it on Shabbos. If it's only something that couldn't be done before Shabbos, the Efshel Asos Mibod Yom, so then it is allowed to be done on Shabbos in the situations where it's an obligatory carbon to do it on Shabbos. So Gemara says, I'm Rav Yehuda, I'm a Rav, Halachi Rabbi Akiva. Rav Yehuda, I'm a Rav says, we in fact paskin like Rabbi Akiva, that any act for the Korban Pesach, that Efshel Lasoso Mibod Yom, you couldn't do it before Shabbos, it's Docha Shabbos. But if it was able to be done, Efshel Lasoso Mibod Yom, it's not Docha Shabbos. So Rav Yehuda, I'm a Rav tells us, we paskin like Rabbi Akiva. Gemara says, but wait a second, we have Rav Yehuda, I'm a Rav telling us the same thing in regards to a similar situation. Utana Nami, we learned in the Mishnah in Shabbos, Gabi Mila, in Perek Rabbi Eliezer, the Mila, we brought down over there, the same Achlokas between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Eliezer, and we learned over there, in regards to doing a Bris Mila, Ki Hai Gavne, in regards to the same thing, Machshir Mitzvah, that could have been done before Shabbos, Rabbi Akiva said, you should do them before Shabbos, but if you can't do them before Shabbos, then you're allowed to do them on Shabbos, and Rabbi Eliezer says, no, you can do them even on Shabbos. And there we said the same thing. Chalal om Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva said the same general rule. Kol b'loch hushev shalatz also b'meri Shabbos. If you can do it before Shabbos, so ain't hodokas the Shabbos. You're not allowed to do it on Shabbos. Mila, however, shehev shalatz also b'meri Shabbos. But the bris mila can't be done on the seventh day on Erev Shabbos. It needs to be done on the eighth day on Shabbos. So that is dokas the Shabbos. And over there, in regards to the bris mila of om Rabbi Yudam Arav, halachi Rabbi Akiva. He also said the same thing. Rav Yehuda Amarav said over there that the loch is Rikur Yekiva. So how come we have over here, Amar Rav Yehuda Amarav, that loch is Rikur Yekiva, by Karban Pesach, the Makshiri Karban Pesach, Efshar Lasosim, you can do them on Shabbos, Efshar Lasosim, you can't do them on Shabbos. So over there, by Karban Pesach, it repeats the same thing that it said in the Warren Shabbos. Why do we need Rav Yehuda Amarav to tell us this twice, that the loch is like Rabbi Akiva in both situations? So Gemara says it's tricha. You need to tell it to us twice. Why? The Ashminun Gabe Pesach, because if you only taught it to us over here in our Gemara and not by the Gemara in Shabbos, by Bris Mila, I would have said only in regards to the Korban Pesach, I would have said Hosom over there in regards to the Bris Mila. Now the gifts that we have is the Hu Machshire, but it really should be Hu the Machshire Mitzvah Lodochu Shabbos. I would have said that only over there in regards to Bris Mila are the Machshire Mitzvah, anything that was not able to be done before Shabbos could be done on Shabbos, but things that could have been done before Shabbos have to be done before Shabbos, and it's not Docha Shabbos. You know why? Because I would have said, Mishum de lo nichusu alea, shloshes rei brisos. By the Korban Pesach, which doesn't have the special 13 brisos that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did with Avraham Avinu, in regards to Bris Mila, so I would have said, that's why the Korban Pesach is not Docha Shabbos, it's not as important as Bris Mila. That's why you have to tell them to me by the Korban Pesach, that the halacha is that it's not Docha Shabbos. But I might have thought, Avomila, the Nechzu Aleh, Shloshes Rebrisos, Emelitche, I might have said, you know what, Taka, even the Machshire Mitzvah, even the things that could have been done before Shabbos, Evshalasos Mibojom, I would have said, Emelitche, they should be pushing aside the Shabbos, because Bris Mila is so important. Therefore, you have to tell me in the Gemara in Shabbos that the halacha, I'm reviewed on the Rav, the halacha is like Rabbi Akiva. Because I would have said, Bris Mila Taka is going to be Docha Shabbos, anything, even Efshel Asos B'Ojom. So therefore, I have to tell it to me in Shabbos. And B'Yashmi Namila, so then only tell it to me by Shabbos, and don't tell it to me by Korban Pesach. I would have said, no. Hasam hu d'machshir mitzvah lo dochu Shabbos, only by Shabbos in Bris Mila is it not Docha, because the lack of Kares, because as great as Bris Mila is, it's not a Chiyuv of Kares right then and there. Now, there is a Chiyuv of Kares if you don't do a Bris Mila, but not on an 8-year-old child, because the 8-year-old child is not Mechuyev in Mitzvos. So, as long as he has his Bris Mila before he's Bar Mitzvah, there wouldn't even be a Chiyuv of Kares, and as long as a person has a Bris Mila, even if he's 75 years old, then there's no longer a Chiyuv of Kares. So, therefore, by Bris Mila on the 8-year-old child on Shabbos, where there's no Inyan of Kares at that point in time, I would have said over there, that's why it's not Docha Shabbos. But by Korban Pesach, where there is an Isser of Kares, Avo Pesach, the Ika Kares, you know what? Maybe Taka. Even if you could be Efshel Asos B'Bod Yom, it should be Docha Shabbos. Eim Olidchei, therefore, Kamash Malon, Tzricha, you need it by both places. You need it over here, by the Gemara in Pesachim, Amar Yehuda Amar Rav, the halacha is like Rabbi Akiva, because you might have thought maybe the halacha is not like Rabbi Akiva because it's such an important issur of kares and you need it by Hilchos Shabbos, Bris Milah. Amar Yehuda Amar Rav, the halacha is like Rabbi Akiva, because I would have said maybe you would think that Bris Milah, which has 13 brisos nichrusu on it, that in fact maybe it would be Hilchos Shabbos, even if it was Efshel Lasos Bebo Yom, Tzricha, you need it in both cases. Now we start the next Mishnah. The Mishnah tells us, "Emosai mevi chagiga imo." Now, we need to understand that there are two carbon chagigas that we're going to be talking about. There is the regular carbon chagiga that's brought in every yontif. There's a mitzvah saseh for a person to bring a carbon chagiga for the shlosh regalim. There's a mitzvah of tachogu that you have to go bring a carbon chagiga by every one of the three regalim. Now, there's a separate, that's called the normal carbon chagiga. In regards to Pesach, that will be known as the chagigas chamisha osar. The chagiga that's brought on Pesach, the 15th day of Pesach. Now, it doesn't have to be brought literally on the 15th day of Pesach, that's when you should, but you have a tashlumen period of time that you can bring it any time on Pesach. That's why you have the Shavuos, I've mentioned many times, we have the period of time up until the 12th day of the month of Sivan, after Shavuos, that we don't say Tachlin. That's because it's the Yemei Tashlumim for if you didn't bring your Karma Chagiga on Shavuos, you still had the additional days to bring it afterwards. So, that's the regular Karma Chagiga, which in regards to Pesach, we'll call the Chagigas Chamisha Asar. However, there is another din that a person should eat the Karma Pesach Ala Sova. And therefore, there is the Chagigas Yudalid, the Chagiga that was brought along with the Karban Pesach, shechted on Yudalid of Nisan. So therefore, the person fills up on the Karban Chagigas Yudalid, and then eats the Karban Pesach Ala Sova. And that's what this Mishnah is going to be talking about. So now let's begin the Mishnah. Emosai mevi Chagiga imo. When does a person have to bring a Karban Chagiga, the Chagigas Yudalid? You always have to bring the Chamisha Asar. You always have an obligation, totally separate, unrelated to the Karban Pesach, to bring a regular Karban Chagiga on Pesach. But when do we bring the special Chagigas Yudalid? That's what the Mishnah is talking about. Emosai mevi Chagiga imo. When do you bring it with the Karban Pesach on Yudalid? Bisman Shu Babacho, when you're dealing with a Erev Pesach, a Yudalid, Nisan, that falls out on a weekday, not on Shabbos, and when you're bringing it to Tahara, the entire community, or the majority of the community, is Tahar, so therefore there is no problem bringing a regular Karban Pesach, Uvimua, and also, when you don't have a lot of the meat of the Karban Pesach to eat, there are a lot of people that are registered on this Karban Pesach, and therefore, you're not going to be able to eat this Karban Pesach, Lasova, if you just have the Karban Pesach. So then you have the Karban Chagiga Yedalin, and you'll eat that until you reach to the Sova point of view, and then each person will have a kezayis on the Karban Pesach. That's what's called bimuat. So therefore, in this situation, there will be enough Karban Pesach for everybody to have the kezayis, but not enough to fill you up, so you bring the Karban Chagigas Yudalit to go and fill you up. However, ubizman shubo b'shabbos, but if Erev Pesach Chol Yos b'shabbos, like this year, so then you're not allowed to go and shecht any other korbanos that aren't obligatory for that day. So you don't bring the Korban Chagiga Yedalad, or the Meruba, or if in fact there is a lot of Korban Pesach to eat because there's only a few people that are registered on the Korban Pesach, so therefore everybody's going to have a couple of kezayisim before they eat the kezayis of the Korban Pesach that you're eating a la sova, or bituma, when you're unfortunately dealing with a situation where the majority of Klal Yisrael is tummy, so you're allowed to bring the Korban Pesach bituma, but you can't bring anything else bituma, and that situation, you don't bring the Chagigas Yudalit. Those are the general parameters that the Mishnah tells us. Then the Mishnah says, this Chagiga that you're bringing on Yudalit, Chagigas Yudalit, and some have the gears over here, they add over here, what does it mean, Minatzon? So means flock. That's how it's always translated. It means goats and sheep. So that's why some say, before you have the words Minabakar, you should have over here, Minakvasim and Minizim, to define what does it mean, Minatzon. And then likewise, you can bring them in a bucket. Now, Karban Pesach can only come from tzon. It can only come from goats or sheep. It can't come from cows. So here, the Karban Chagigas Yudalid, according to the Mishnah, can come even from bakar. And it can come in Azcharim and in Akevos. The Karban Chagigas Yudalid can come from male or female korbanos, whereas the Karban Pesach has to be male. And the Karban Chagigas Yudalid can come in Echelis, Nishnei Yom, V'layla Echad. It can be eaten like a regular carbon shlamim, chagiga is a carbon shlamim, so it can be eaten for the day that it's shechted, the following night, and the next day. That's called shnei yamim v'layla echad, the night in between them. As opposed to the carbon pesach, which is only allowed to be eaten that night. The machlokas we'll have later in the masechta still, until what point in time? Until chatzos or until the morning. That's our Mishnah, teaching us the basic din of the Chagigas Yudalit. Now the Gemara starts and tells us, Mai Tana the Tane Chagiga. Where in the world did this come from that we suddenly mentioned the carbon Chagigas Yudalit? We've been talking about a carbon pesach till now. Where did the Chagigas Yudalit come into play that we suddenly mentioned here in this Mishnah? So the Gemara explains, since the Tana had previously spoken about in the previous Mishnah Tana, Harkavoso, Vihavaoso, he talked about carrying the Korban Pesach through the streets of Yerushalayim and bringing it from outside the Tchum. So since there we're starting to talk about things that are the low Dochi Shabbos, according to the Tana of a Mishnah, not according to Rabbi Lez, according to the Tana of the previous Mishnah, you weren't allowed to go and be Docha Shabbos with these things. So therefore, it's a nice segue, Uktani Nami Chagiga, that teaches us about the halachas of the Chagigas Yadalit, which is also Lo Dochi Shabbos. As we said, Erev Pesach Chol Yos B'Shabbos, you don't bring the Korban Chagigas Yadalit, and that's why it's brought down over here. V'achi Kamar, and this is what the Tana is telling us. Emos HaMevi'in Imo Chagiga, under what circumstances you bring the Chagigas Yadalit with the Korban Pesach, Bizman Shubah B'chol, B'tar B'mu'ah. That's why it makes sense to continue discussing this now. You only bring the Chagigas Yadalit if there is no problem of Erev Pesach Chol Yos B'Shabbos. In other words, when it's on a weekday and there's no problem in shechting something else, and likewise when it's B'tar B'mu'ah, so it taught us those dinim as well. Now, Amar Ravashi says, Shema Mino, we see from our Mishnah that the halach of the Chagigas Arboso, the Chagigas Yodalid, and we turn to Daf Ayin Omer Aleph, Lav Chovahi. It's obviously not an obligation, it's not a chiv to go bring it, because if it was a chiv, if you were in fact obligated every Yodalid to go bring the Korban Chagigah, so then Tesei B'Shabbos, it would be Docha Shabbos. This would be the same type of a reason that you're allowed to bring the Korban Tomid on Shabbos, why you're allowed to bring Korban Pesach on Erev Pesach Shol Yos B'Shabbos, because if it's obligatory, we learned that b'moado, we had the Gzei Rishava previously that teaches us Ola Shabbat B'Shabbato, Allah Satamid. So you have to go bring the Ola Shabbos on Shabbos. So therefore, you have to bring anything that's obligatory to bring on Shabbos. You're allowed to be Docha Shabbos. Obviously, from the fact that we said you can't bring the Korban Chagigas Yadalit on Shabbos, it must not be a Chova, because if it were a Chova, Tesei B'Shabbos, V'Tesei B'Meruba, V'Tesei B'Tumah, then none of these restrictions that we mentioned in the Mishnah would apply to it. Then even if it was a Shabbos, Erev Pesach Chol Yos B'Shabbos, you'd bring the Korban Chagigas Yadalit if it was a Chova, and even if there were only very few people on the Korban Pesach, and therefore it came with a lot of meat, and therefore you didn't need the Chagigas Yadalit. Nevertheless, you still would have to bring the Chagigas Yadalit. And likewise, even if you're a Tomei, nevertheless, if it was an obligation, Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur, you would be allowed to go eat the Korban Chagigas Yadalit, even B'Tumah. So from the fact that these things don't apply, it must obviously be, Shema Mina, that it's not a Chiyav to bring it. It's a nice thing to bring it, but it's not an obligation. Gemara says, Obimuad, when in fact there are a large number of people that are on Nimna, on the Korban Pesach, and therefore everybody's only going to get about a kizayis or so, a little bit more maybe, and therefore there's not going to be able to be eaten besova, obimuah, miu, my time asya, what to bring the chagigas yadalit, because kiddetanya, that's the din that I mentioned already, here's now where we see it inside. We learned in the Braisa, chagigah bo'ama pesach, the chagigas yadalit that comes with the Korban Pesach is nechal estrila, you eat that one first, so therefore you fill up on that, kidei shia pesach nechal alasova. This is to fulfill the idea that the Korban Pesach should be eaten al hasova. So when there is only a small amount of the Korban Pesach for each person to get, let's say there are 25 people on it, there's only 25 kizesim in the whole small Korban Pesach. Man, there's a little animal, there's a little goat or a little sheep that was less than 1 year old, it could be relatively small. So if you had a large family, could not have a large number of people, there wouldn't be a lot of kizesim for every person, so they wouldn't be able to eat it al hasova. So that's when you bring the chagigas yadalit, so you can fill up on that. You ate that first, nechel es trila, and this way everybody would be somewhat satiated and they could eat the Korban Pesach al hasova. This is a good break point. With this, we conclude today's share.